Letters 200-217, a collection of many select epistles to friends of that ancient, eminent, and faithful minister of Jesus Christ, George Fox, Volume 1, Cont. 200. The line of righteousness and justice stretched forth over all merchants, etc., and an exhortation unto all friends and people whatsoever, who are merchants, tradesmen, husbandmen, or seamen, who deal in merchandise, trade in buying and selling by sea or land, or deal in husbandry, that you do that which is just, equal, and righteous in the sight of God and man, one to another, and to all men. And that you use just weights and just measures, and speak, and do that which is true, just, and right in all things. That so your conversations, lives, practices, and tongues may preach to all people, and answer the good, just, and righteous principle of God in them all. In which you may be serviceable unto God, and to the creation in your generation, and a blessing both to God and man. All friends everywhere live in the seed of God, which is the righteousness itself, and inherits the wisdom and is the wisdom itself, with which wisdom you may order, rule, and govern all things which are under your hands, which God has given you to his glory. Govern and order with his wisdom all the creatures that you have under you, and all exchanges, merchandising, and husbandry. Do what you do in the wisdom of God, and with it, which is pure from above and gentle and easy to be entreated. With this wisdom, which is not earthly, sensual, nor devilish, you do good unto all and hurt no one, nor yourselves, for it is pure and preserves pure. So this is the word of the Lord God to you all. Keep all in the power of God over all the unrighteous world, which power of God was before it was. In which power of God you will be preserved in justice, in truth, in equal balance and weights and measures, in the truth, uprightness, and honesty to all people. So all here in this are serviceable to God in their generation, and to the creation, and are a blessing. Do rightly. That is the word of the Lord God to you all, whether you be tradesmen, of what calling or profession, or sort soever, or husbandmen. Do rightly, justly, truly, wholly, equally to all people in all things. And that is according to that of God in every man, and the witness of God, and the wisdom of God, and the life of God in yourselves. And there you are serviceable in your generation, laboring in the thing that is good, which does not spoil, nor destroy, nor waste the creation upon the lusts. And all merchants whatsoever, seamen and traffickers by sea or land, this is the word of the Lord God to you all, do justly, speak truly, to all people whatsoever. Then are you a dread and a terror to the unjust. Wrong no man, overreach no man, if it may be ever so much to your advantage, but be plain, righteous, and holy. In this are you serviceable to your own nation and theirs, by your change and exchanging of things and merchandise, and to the Lord God you come to be a blessing in the creation and generation. Live in the life of truth, and let the truth speak in all things and righteousness, and let justice be acted and holiness in all things, without any guile, fraud, or deceit. So that is well-pleasing to God and men, and according to that of God in everyone. And this shows forth the fruits of believers that are passed from death to life, from death which came by sin, the original of which is the devil. So being come from death to life, which goes over him, I say, who is the author of all unrighteousness? Now in the truth and righteousness you will all have peace, favor, and the blessing of the Lord in all things. And that keeps out the covetous mind and covetous desires, the power and life of God, that goes over the power of death, which brought the sin. That which keeps over this, has the blessing and increase of the heavenly riches, and that shall not lack anything created, nor any good thing from them, the Lord will not withhold. So be careful to do good in all things to all people whatsoever. In the fear of God serve him, and be diligent and stubborn in nothing, but pliable in the power of God, that keeps you over all the powers of unrighteousness. Acting so in that, that you may be good savor in all nations, islands, and places where you come, in the hearts of all people, doing truly and plainly, uprightly, faithfully, justly, and honestly, according to the light of Christ Jesus in every man, that you may witness to all. Then will your words, lives, and conversations preach and manifest that you serve God in the new life, and that you have put off the old man and his deeds, which are unrighteous, and that you have put on the new man, which is renewed after God in righteousness and holiness, according to his image. Loathe deceit and all unrighteousness, hard-heartedness, wronging, cozening, cheating, or unjust dealing, but live and reign in the righteous life and power of God and wisdom, that presses all the other down and to answer the good and just principle in all people. And that will win people to deal with you, doing truth to all without respect to persons, to high or low whatsoever, young or old, rich or poor. And so here your lives and words will preach wherever you come. All husbandmen and dealers about husbandry whatsoever, cattle or ground, to you all this is the word of the Lord God. Do rightly, holily, justly, honestly, plainly, and truly to all men and people, whoever you have to deal with. Do no wrong in any case, though it be ever so much to your advantage. Deny yourselves and live in the cross of Christ, the power of God, for that destroys injustice. And without holiness none can ever see the Lord, and out of righteousness there is no true peace. Therefore all of whatever sort or whatever calling do justly, whether you be masters or servants, fathers or mothers, sons or daughters, to one another, and to all do that which is just and righteous, uprightly and holy, in that you will have peace and see God. So in all husbandry speak truth, act truth, doing justly and uprightly in all your actions, in all your practices, in all your words, in all your dealing, buying, selling, changing, and commerce with people, let truth be the head and practice it. And in all your words let truth be spoken. This brings righteousness forth, and deceit to the judgment bar. Wrong no man, nor covet, nor cheat, nor oppress, nor defraud any man in any case. But keep your dominion in the truth, in righteousness, holiness, and equity, in the power and light and wisdom of Christ. In this you answer the light of Christ in everyone, and are a blessing to the Lord God, and to your generation you are serviceable, and come to walk in the new life, in which the righteous, holy God is served. In which righteousness you have peace, and in which holiness you see God. For the kingdom of God stands in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So speak the truth, whether merchants or tradesmen and all sorts of people whatsoever, in all your occasions, and in all your tradings, dealings, and doings, speak the truth, act in the truth, and walk in the truth, and this brings righteousness forth. For it answers the witness of God in everyone, which lets everyone see all the deeds and actions they have done amiss, and words which they have spoken amiss. So the witness of God within them arises a swift witness against them, for their words which they have spoken amiss, and for their actions which they have done amiss, and brings them to the judgment bar, and to condemnation. Here righteousness goes forth, and here the sweet savor to the Lord God begins to ascend, and truth and equity arise to be acted and spoken. So all friends of whatever calling that dwell in the power of God and feel the power of God and the light of Christ Jesus, dwell in that, act in that you may answer that of God in everyone upon the earth with your actions and by our conversations and by your words being right, just, and true. This goes over the unjust, untrue, unholy, and unrighteous in the whole world and reaches to the good and true principle of God in all people, which tells them when they do not do equally, justly, righteously, and holily. So that is the word of God to you all friends, of whatever calling you be. Live in the power of truth and wisdom of God, to answer that just principle of God in all people upon the earth. And so you answering of it, by this you come to be as a city set upon a hill, which is above that mountain, that is in the whole world, that lies above the just principle of God in everyone there, which the power of God goes over. So let your lives preach, let your light shine that your works may be seen, that your Father may be glorified, that your fruits may be unto holiness, and that your end may be everlasting life. Dwell in the power of the Lord God, and light and life, with which you may feel and see before the unrighteousness was. In this you will know the everlasting righteousness brought forth, which answers the righteous principle of God in everyone, to which they must come to own, to lead them and guide them, to teach them to speak and act truth justly, righteously, and holily. And that has the dominion which does justly, holily, and righteously speak, act, and think. And this has the praise of God, and they who do so come to answer that which God requires, to love mercy, do justly, and to walk humbly with God. And this is more than all the talkers of justice, righteousness, and holiness, whose life denies what their tongues profess and talk of. By that God and Christ is dishonored. So these are no good examples, neither serviceable in their generation nor creation, nor are any but those who live in the power of God and in his wisdom, in which they have the righteousness, peace, truth, holiness, justice, and equity. These are comely and savory both to God and man, and all of what trade or whatever calling keep out of debts, owe to no man anything but love, Go not beyond your estates, for fear that you bring yourselves to trouble and distress and a snare. Keep low and down in all things you act. For a man that would be great and goes beyond his estate, lifts himself up, runs into debt, and lives highly of other men's means, he is a waster of other men's and a destroyer. He is not serviceable to the creation, but a destroyer of the creation and creatures, and encumbers himself and troubles others, and is lifted up, who would appear to be somebody. But being from the honest, the just, and good, falls into the shame. Therefore dwell every one of you under your own vine, that know redemption from the earth, and seek not to be great, and dwell in the truth, justice, righteousness, and holiness, and there is the blessing enlarged. And no one, of whatever calling, run into debt, usury, and exaction, for many people have been wronged by this. They that have taken of them, who by it have appeared great, and lived above what they were, and so would seem to be. Therefore be true and honest, holy and righteous, everyone in that which you have. Owe to none anything but love, and in that you will feel the blessing and come to be serviceable in the creation, serving one another in love and not in oppression and taxation. And that keeps all down in the power, wisdom, and life of God, and bends all minds to strive for one another's good, and to help one another in that which is good, just, and righteous, and serve one another in that. In that you live in the life and in the seed, the power and righteousness that is everlasting, which is of God, and his wisdom, through which you come to answer the good, just, and holy principle of God in everyone upon the earth. In which power you have dominion, in which you come to live the life which is well-pleasing to God, a life which shall stand when the world is ended. And in this life, power and wisdom of God that is endless, you are a terror to all that are in the wisdom below. You are a terror to all that are in the unrighteous actions and words. And you are a terror to all that are in the unjust and unequal doings, and all the defrauders, cozeners, cheaters, overreachers, liars, and wrong dealers. In the power of God, and his life in which you have justice, you have truth, you have equity, you have righteousness. And it comes to be to you as natural. Your words, your lives, your conversations, your presence, and your practices both judge and preach. And you will be a terror to all of them in the just life and everlasting righteousness, Christ Jesus, living in him and in his wisdom and walking in him and speaking the truth as it is in him in all things. Your life and your words are a terror to all that speak not truth in their dealings, and to all that act not truly and righteously in their doings, your lives judge them and are a judge to them. And through your constancy, faithfulness, and life, which is everlasting, you bring many to amendment. For both life, actions, words, and conversation preach. All these preach to the unrighteous world, being in the everlasting righteousness, which has dominion over the world, through which life, power, seed of God, and wisdom you reach and answer the good and just principle of God in everyone, and it will make them at last confess to you, though they may go on in the contrary for a time. So in that power and wisdom and strength, that gives you dominion over all, and to answer that of God in all, the love and power of the Lord Jesus Christ preserve and keep you all in his wisdom, life, seed, and dominion, that to him you may be a blessing and a good savor in the hearts of all people. And let all your actions and words be one with the witness of God in all people. Amen. The wicked and unrighteous owe envy and hatred, and with that they pay their debt. But the righteous, just and harmless, who owe nothing to any man but love, with that they pay their debt. But drunkards, adulterers, swearers, rioters who eat and drink and rise up to play and live in pleasures wantonly upon the earth, fighters, quarrelers, envious, malicious, unjust, unrighteous. All such actions and practices are judged out of the power of God and out of his kingdom. And all friends everywhere that are shopkeepers or merchants or factors or any other trades, keep low in the power of God and do not go beyond your capacity, nor reach after things more than you can justly perform and answer all men. But all in your places be just and true, that you may answer all men within and without, and truth and justice in your returns, that you may keep your words, so say, and so do. Which is the royal law of liberty in all your tradings, else you are a dishonor to Christianity. Therefore see your business, that what you do, and what you say, you may perform, that you may not break your words and promises, for if you do, you go to loss. Neither are you masters of what you take in hand, for a master should be atop of things, and be in that which can command things. And none be negligent in their business, but give an account by words or writings, how things are with them when others write to them. so that none may wrong one another in these outward things, nor oppress one another, but be serviceable one to another, keeping their words. Their going into things beyond their ability makes them break their words, keeping within their realistic reach with that which they may answer others, for fear that any should be lifted up. For it is a bad thing to be lifted up, and to make a noise and a show for a time with other people's goods, and cannot keep their word, their promise, their day. Such may be lifted up for a time, and break, and fall, and go out as a stink, and bring a great dishonor to Christ and true Christians. And therefore, keeping your word, your day, and keeping your just measure, your just weight, that keeps down the oppression. And by keeping to that just measure and weight, and to your word and day, by the power of God and His Spirit in your own hearts, here the blessing is doubled, there you come to be rich, and you are a good savor to God and in the hearts of all people. So everyone strive to be rich in the life, and in the kingdom and things of the world that has no end. For he that covets to be rich in the things of this world falls into many snares and hurtful lusts. And therefore, let him that buys or sells or possesses or uses this world be as if he did not. Let them be masters over the world in the power and Spirit of God, and let them know that they owe no man anything but love, yet serve God in truth and one another in their generation. For friends, if you be not faithful in the outward treasure and outward mammon, who will trust you with the true treasure? Or who can believe that you have the true treasure, but that you speak by hearsay of it? So I say, see that you are faithful in this outward mammon, this outward treasure of the things of this life, of this world, faithful to your word, faithful to your days, faithful to your promises in all your trading, trafficking, bargaining, true and just and righteous and honest in these outward treasures or mammon, concerning the things of this world, of this life, of these outward riches. Just and faithful, true and honest men and women in these outward things. I say, as Christ said, who will trust you with the true and heavenly treasure, if not as before? Therefore I say, to be faithful in these outwards, that shows an honest man and honest woman, faithful in all your dealings and practices between man and man, and woman, that shows an honest heart, and a faithful man and woman in outward things, that answers the faithful principle in all people. So all men and women to be faithful in these outward things one to another, that shows the good heart to receive the true treasure, that you may be faithful in it to God, who have been faithful in their outward treasure, or mammon one to another. So let everyone's conversation be without covetousness. Let not that be once named among saints. And do to all men as you would have them do to you, that is the law and the prophets. If not, you are judged by them both. For the kingdom stands in righteousness, Mark stands in it, and in peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, Mark in it. For holiness becomes the house of God. Whosoever acts unholy, it dishonors his house and does not become it. Whosoever acts unfaithfully in this outward treasure or mammon, or in the true treasure to God, is not justified in the sight of God nor man, for they are justified by faith, through faithfulness both to God and man. For whosoever does righteousness is of God, and he that does not righteousness is not of God. For God loves the righteous and delights in them, but not in them that do unrighteousness. For in the righteousness they have peace, but out of righteousness people have trouble. So all God's people, his children, his saints must be holy as he is holy, and therefore do that which is holy and just in all your lives and conversations. And whatsoever you do, let it be done to the praise and glory of God. Mark that. Have God's praise and glory in your eye in all your speakings and doings, then you will be preserved to his glory, and then you will honor him. And them that honor him, he will honor and beautify, and clothe with the fine linen, the righteousness of Christ, that men may not see your nakedness. For God will have a holy people, to serve him in holiness, a true people, to serve him in truth and in his spirit, and in his new and living way, above all the dead ways that are come by sin and unrighteousness, and transgression of his spirit and power and command. So all you that know his power and spirit, live in it, that you may glorify God in all your lives, and conversations and words, that you may answer that of God in all. That you may glorify God in your bodies, souls, and spirits, which are his who has made them and gives them to you for that end. To whom be glory and honor forever, who created all for his glory and for his honor. So the Lord God Almighty keep and preserve you faithful in all things to his glory and honor forever. He that walks in his integrity is just, and blessed shall be his children after him. Prov 20, 7 unjust weights and unjust measures, both these are an abomination to the Lord. Prov 20:10. The borrower is servant to the lender. Prov 22:7. You shall lend to many nations, and you shall not borrow. Deut 15:6 George Fox 201. Dear friends, in the stillness and silence of the power of the Almighty dwell, which never varies, alters, nor changes, but preserves over and out of and above all the changeable worships, religions, ministers, churches, teachings, principalities, and powers, with the power of God, which keeps over all this to the kingdom of Christ, that is everlasting, in which there is no changing, who is King of kings and Lord of lords. All power in heaven and earth is given unto him, of whose light, life, power, and wisdom, grace, and riches have you received, which comes from him, that does not change. So in that life, that does not change, the unchangeable life, the unchangeable mind, the unchangeable spirit and wisdom, and the unchangeable worship and church, of which Christ is the unchangeable head, who remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. In that you will feel the blessing and presence of the Lord God of life among you, as you all abide in the unchangeable kingdom, dominion, power, and life, who are heirs of it according to your measures, who have received the light, and received the life and grace, and the power of a kingdom and a world that has no end. So wait all in it, that you may be possessors and inheritors of the kingdom, and of the life and power which has no end, and of the promises that are yes and amen. And let nothing, that is of the world, alter you, but keep you in that which keeps you in the everlasting kingdom of God. George Fox III of the Third Month, 1661. 202, an answer to a letter sent to George Fox concerning the voluntary contribution to the king. Friend, regarding your question of me, concerning this matter, my answer is, seeing that the king and his friends desire it not as a tax or an assessment, but a free gift of the people, which cannot be said is an oppression. Therefore, it is left to all friends to do as they are free. And what the world does, friends are not to look at, who will set up a thing and dislike it. But friends are to mind the universal power of the Lord God, that they may do freely in their own power that which they do, better than by compulsion, tax, or assessment. For if all things were done so, it were the best in the free state, bounty, and love, which would more break the hearts of people than by force of assessment and tax. So things are left to the wisdom and universal spirit of the Lord God, which goes over the heads of all in the fall, that with the living power and wisdom of God you may overcome them, and so do as you are free. George Fox 203. What, friends, do you reign as kings? Can they pluck never a one of you out of the Father's hand? Are you put forth? Do you witness that scripture fulfilled, put forth to follow the King of kings, the Shepherd, who gives life abundantly? In that let your joy be still and your comfort remain, in which you will feel the endless kingdom and dominion. In that the Lord be with you, who is your strength, comfort, and fullness forevermore, world without end. And, friends, mind the light and dwell in it, and it will keep you atop of all the world, and mind the seed of God and know it, and in it be content. Dwell in the power of truth, and be not negligent in that, but diligent, serving the Lord, everyone in your measures. That to the Lord God every one of you may be a blessing, and a sweet savor unto him in your creation and generation, feeling and knowing the Lord's power everyone in yourselves, yes, the power of an endless life, and of a kingdom that has no end, and of a dominion that is over all dominions. And in the power of the Lord God everlasting, you may feel the seed of God in every particular of you raised up, which does inherit the same, that you may sit down in your own possession of everlasting life. And in that meet together, waiting upon the Lord, and in it keep your meetings, where you may feel the chief shepherd leading you into pastures of life. And so the blessing of the Lord be with you. George Fox 204. To all friends, prisoners, dear friends and brethren, feel the seed of God in yourselves, which is the heir of the power of God, that you may sit down in the possession of the same, inheriting the power and the promise and the gospel. In which power of God is the fellowship, being heirs of the same, and members of that fellowship which never has an end, which brings life and immortality to light, which power of God was before that was which darkens life and immortality from people. So walk in the truth, then you walk with the God of all truth, and walk in the righteousness, and then you walk with the righteous God in all peace. Walk in holiness, and then you walk in that in which you see God, which they that do not see him not. Therefore walk in the power of God, which goes over the power of darkness, which was before it was. which power of God is the gospel, in which is the mystery of the fellowship. A mystery, I say, to all the fellowships that are out of the power of God. Therefore the seed of God know, which is the top stone, that it may be over all laid in you, which bruises the serpent's head, which is the fulfilling of the prophets and prophecies, which seed brings to the beginning, where are the pastures of life. So in that meat, in the seed, in that weight, in the power of God, in which you have life, in that keep you meetings, which brings to feel that which was before the power of darkness was. And wait to inherit the wisdom of God, that with that you may all be ordered to God's glory in his life, in which you may feel unity with himself and one with another, and his presence and blessings among you in the power and seed of God, which was before enmity was, in which is the unity and the holy will and dominion, which power of God brings from all the barren mountains, where is death, to the beginning, where is life. My love is to all friends in the everlasting seed of God that has the promise of life, and does inherit the same in which is the fellowship with God, and one with another. George Fox, London, the 22nd of the 3D month, 1661. 205. All friends live in God's dominion and power and life, which was before storms and tempests were, in which you may feel life and dominion, power and victory, the Lord's power being lived in, which was before tempests were, in which you will have the victory. There is a summer religion, which appears when the sun shines upon them. And in the summertime, all the venomous creatures creep out of their holes, corners, and dens, and the flies, wasps, and snakes. But when the winter is come, and the storms and tempests come, then the summer religion is gone, then the venomous, viperous creatures' religion and works are gone. But the religion that is in the power of God stands, which was before the devil was, and all his works and children. And so that is the standing religion that is in the power of God, which was before the power of darkness was. And friends, you that know the light of Jesus Christ and have tasted of his power, by which you come to be gathered into the name of Jesus, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. But provoke one another and exhort one another to love and to good works, and let not powers, nor principalities, nor prisons, thrones, nor dominions, spoiling your goods, mockers, scoffers, nor reproachers, nor smiters, nor hair pluckers, separate you from the love of God that you have in Christ Jesus. He conquered death and the devil, the power of it, the adversary, the wicked one, the enmity. Christ is the life, the light, the love of God to mankind. Now you coming to be gathered into Christ, who destroys the devil and his works, the life that destroys death, and the light which destroys darkness, and the truth that destroys error and all falsehood, and the power of God which destroys the power of the devil, and being gathered into Christ and into his name, keep your meetings in the power of God and in his light and life, whose gathering is above all the other gatherings in the earth. And Christ's name is above all other names on the earth. And feel the seed of God set over all that which makes to suffer, which was before it was, and will remain when it is gone, from a lover of your souls and your everlasting good. George Fox, 206, in the power of God that is everlasting and does remain in this your day of trial, in it stand, of which you are partakers and are come to be heirs of the same, and in it is your peace and kingdom. And though you have not a foot of ground to stand upon, yet you have the power of God to skip and to leap in, standing in that, which is your life that is everlasting, who by the power of God are gathered up to the beginning, to the endless life, who have your meetings in it, that neither death nor the power of it can separate you from, nor out of the power of God, for it was before death or the power of it was. In that are your living meetings, and joinings, and building up the spiritual household of living stones, gathered by and through the power of God. In which power of God is the household of faith, which faith gives them the victory, in which power of God you being are gathered over Jews, Gentiles, and the apostate Christians' meetings and gatherings, who are in enmity and confusion, and out of the power of God. That put the wheat for the weeds, and so persecute the election, which election was before the world began, of which you are made partakers. Stand fast therefore in your confidence, in that which is without end, in that in which the endless life is seen in the power of God and light, which rules over powers, thrones, principalities, and dominions. The power of God goes over them, and you living in it, nothing can separate you from the love of God, which you have in Christ the seed, which was before the world began, glorified with the Father, who has all kings and kingdoms in his hand, which is his power. In that let your faith stand. With which immortal power you may all be clothed, which covers you and preserves you over the mortal. And prisons, fetters, dungeons, and sufferings to the royal seed and heirs of the promise, what are they to you who are married to the Lamb who was slain from the foundation of the world, against whom they warred and banded themselves and took counsel together against the Lord and his anointed who breaks their bonds asunder, whom neither death, grave, nor all the powers of the world were able to hold nor contain, but over all he rose, the seed, and reigns until he has made all his enemies his footstool. Honor and praise be to the Lord, the living God that lives forever. So all you who are gathered in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, whose name is called, the power of God, the Word, which was in the beginning, over the powers of darkness before it was, and compelling worships, ministry, maintenance, and churches were. This gathering, this meeting in the name, the power, the unrighteous world cannot separate you from, for it is over it and was before it was. In that power have you the kingdom and dominion, in the power, reigning over all that which has been out of the power. And you that partake of the power have power with God, in that we need not tell you keep your meetings. For you are met and gathered into the fold of Christ Jesus, and are put forth by him, and are brought from under that, that leads from God, by the power of God. In this gathering by the power into the name of Christ, which is the power, with the power he is felt in the midst, who is King of kings, and Lord of lords, and Prince of life and peace, and prophet to open by his power and light in you all, and a priest forever, that lives to offer up the spiritual sacrifice and praise to God. And he being felt among you, and in you all, you will have every one of you, in your own particular, joy, peace, comfort, consolation, assurance, confidence, and satisfaction, when all gatherings, meetings, heaven and earth, types and figures and shadows and prophets, and the prophecies are ended. And swearing before the law and in the law, and all invented oaths since the law, and among the heathen when these are gone, passed away and fulfilled, the election and the seed, and the gathering in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord of life remain and stand, and his throne and dominion, in which there is no curse, but a blessing. So happy are you who are partakers of this, heirs of this blessing, and heirs of the promise and of the life, and of the world that has no end, who have your confidence and assurance in him. So all you that have felt the light and have been turned to it, in that light you feel the covenant with God, who is light, which brings to be acquainted with the life of God and gives the knowledge of Christ your Savior and Redeemer, which is the salvation to the ends of the earth. By which light and covenant you are turned from darkness and the power of Satan that separated you from God, who was the enemy, through whom you had not peace with God. But now being turned from him into the light and power, in this covenant of light and power you have peace with God, that destroys the enmity, and are come to receive it, and so heirs of the kingdom that is everlasting. Be at peace one with another, and in love and tenderness, and in the wisdom of God order and preserve, and nourish and cherish all things to his glory, in which you will feel his blessing and treasure and riches and fullness in you, with you, and among you. So put on the armor of light, that with it you may be able to defend and see and walk and stand against all the arrows and darts that are in the unrighteous world, and before they were, as children of the light and children of the day where the darkness is past. Put on your breastplate of righteousness, to save and preserve your hearts and minds, and to keep you from all that which would defile and surfeit it, or cause you to be weary, or think the war or time long. For the power is everlasting, and the righteousness is everlasting, that destroys the works of the devil, and him both, by this the seed of God comes to be set on the head of it all. Glory and praise be to him forever. Put on therefore the shield of faith, by which faith, your shield, you have the victory. For faith is a mystery held in a pure conscience, by which you have access to God. In which faith you please God, in which faith you have unity, which gives you the victory over that which separates from God, the enmity. In that faith be joyful, which is the faith of God's elect, that brings them over the world, and to that which was before the foundation of it. And this is the faith the just lives by which he is saved and justified, by which he lives and conquers, and has the victory over the unjust. Glory to the highest. Put on the helmet of salvation, and take the sword of the Spirit. The word of God, your helmet being on, nothing can destroy nor hurt your salvation, Christ Jesus being your helmet and your head, who destroys the devil and his works. The sword of the Spirit that mortifies, that crucifies, baptizes, cuts off, plunges under all corruptions that have gotten up since the transgression. Then in the Spirit you will worship God, and have fellowship and spiritual weapons, and come to be spiritual men, and not as the carnal world that rule and wrestle with carnal weapons and with flesh and blood. The stone cut out of the mountain without hands will dash and break into pieces all the cutters with hands, and carnal weaponed men about religion, church, and worship. And his kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion has no end. This stone is that which laid Nebuchadnezzar's head low and brought him to eat grass like a beast, who knew not the kingdom of the Most High ruling in men. So you that know this stone cut out of the mountain without hands, you all know the kingdom of the Most High God ruling in you, and his dominion which is everlasting, and come to be his temple. For there was only one temple in the whole world commanded of God, as a figure of Christ, who would dwell in man, in male and female, who should be the temples of God, in whom should be his name and power. Blessings, honor, and glory, and praises be given to the Lord God forevermore, by all them who witness this. So all dear lambs, and babes, and brethren, happy and blessed are you who know the seed, which is heir of the blessings, and the power, and life, and the kingdom, and the world that is everlasting and without end. Be shod with the gospel, which is the power of God, which has brought life and immortality to light, and has and does abolish death. I say, be shod in the power, and then your feet will not slip nor slide, and you will not fall, and you will stand steadfast, being shod with the everlasting gospel in the preparation of it. And standing in the power, you stand over the workers of iniquity, and all unrighteousness in the world, and slippery ways, standing in the power which was before death, darkness, and the power of darkness and death was, which has darkened life and immortality from people, so that they could not walk and get forward on their way to the Lord. But in the power of God, the gospel, being in it, and with it shod your feet standing in the power, you over death, darkness, and the power of it may stand, walk, go, and leap. Which was before it was, there is faithfulness and steadfastness, and there you may walk without doubt. And keep the word of patience, and take unto you the word of God, and who are born of it, of the immortal seed, nourished by the milk of the same up to eternal life, know things as they were in the beginning, they feed upon that which lives, and not upon that which is in the world and in the fall, which is below the word, and below the power, and below the truth, and out of it. Who know the shepherd and his crook which plucks you out, he shows you the pastures of life, in which you must feed. Everyone that knows the power and light, and by it is guided and turned to him, feels and knows this. And so, you that have the word of patience, you have the hammer, you have that which was in the beginning, you have that which lives and abides and endures forever. You know what the hammer is to, and you know the word is a fire, and what the fire is to. So you that have the word, have the fire, which burns up all that which does not abide, and does not endure, and does not live forever as the word does, which is the word of wisdom. So you that have the word have the wisdom, which was in the beginning, before that which is below was. So you that have the word have the sword, yea, sharper than a sword with two edges, which will cut down all that which has gotten up since the beginning, which has transgressed the just spirit, and burn up that which has gotten up since the beginning in the transgression. And this is the word that makes clean and reconciles to God, and is the word of reconciliation. And this is the word of patience to keep you, and you will be kept in the hour of temptation that comes upon them that dwell upon the earth. For the word of God was before the tempter was, and goes over him and destroys him, in that life, in his life that is eternal, which does abide. So in that the Lord Jesus Christ preserve you. For in that patience is exercised in that word, which comprehends all that which has gotten up since the beginning, for with that you may be tried. But the word is over all in that life, which hammers, burns, cuts down, and reconciles, against whom the tempter and temptation cannot come near to prevail, it breaks his head. Neither meddle nor mix yourselves with the powers of the world, nor things below, but live in the power of God, which is peaceable. And forasmuch as we are scandalized as plotters, we in the power of God do comprehend the power of darkness, which power was before the powers of darkness were, which destroys darkness and the power of it. And we cannot plot. It is impossible we should, standing in that which destroys darkness, and the devil, the power of it, who is the author of plots, and the enmity in people's minds, bondaging and bringing the creature into slavery, which we in the power of God would have all persons from under, and would have no man's person in the whole world hurt, but in the power of God would have all men saved, and seek all men's peace. and so that which manifests all plots, and the author of them, the devil, and that which judges him and destroys him and plots, we are in, and are made partakers of him who redeems and saves and heals and sets free, who is the power of God. So all you who are partakers of the power of God, that have been turned to the light, and received the power of God, Christ Jesus, that has given you power to become the sons of God, in which light and power of God, by which you return to him, you come up into the liberty of the sonship, into the power of God, that does redeem and save, and destroy that which leads from God, which does defile and destroys it, and gives dominion. That is the power of God in which the saints have liberty, where the sons of God sing together, and praise, glorify, and honor their Father, to whom be glory, praise, and honor forevermore. Who in him triumphs in glory, and can say, Emmanuel is born, and a son is given. So all in the life and power of God's seed and wisdom, which is everlasting, dwell, and know the seed of God in every one of you, in your own particulars, male and female, which seed is the heir of the promise, the heir of the wisdom, and heir of the world that has no end, of an endless life, and the heir of the kingdom that is everlasting, and the heir of the blessing, where there is no curse. And everyone an heir of the power, of the blessings of the kingdom, come to inherit, come to possess your own inheritance, and then sit down in your own possession, in which you may know everyone your election, in the seed, which was before the world began, and so be possessors and inheritors of life and substance. The substance is the seed, the top stone, on top of the law, on top of the prophets, on top of the types, figures, shadows, parables, and ends them all, and on top of all heathens' inventions, though it has been a mystery hid from ages. See now the seed of the Lamb and his marriage is known, and the Lamb reigns where there is no curse but the blessing. The curse is out of his dominion, who destroys the author of the curse, wrath, plagues, and woe, that has the blessing, the seed, Christ Jesus. And all friends, improve your talents, that to you all it may be said, Well done, good and faithful servants. For they who do not, their talents are taken away from them, who have been slothful, complainers, and idle. Let your lamps be burning, have oil in your own lamps, and salt in yourselves. Then you are the wise virgins that enter in with the bridegroom. The word of God cannot be bound, which makes rich, which lives forever, in which is the life. So do not quench the spirit, nor add to the prophecy, nor diminish. That keeps you from the plagues, and to see your names written in the Lamb's book of life. There stands your joy everlasting, through which you see the white stone, through which light, power, and seed, you overcome that which is gone forth from God. So, you dwelling in the Son of God, you shall go forth no more, but shall inherit all things. So, farewell. Keep in the power of the Lord God, that goes over all the world, that none of your flight may be in the winter. And beware, for fear that any of your flight be on the Sabbath day, the signification of which is rest, but all in the power of the living God abide, in which you may feel life, peace, and rest, and an abiding place, a secret chamber to turn into, till the indignation and wrath of the Lord is past, which is to come over all transgressors. And if the judgment begins at the house of God first, and the righteous pass the straight way to salvation, where will the hypocrites and the sinners appear? Over whom the overflowing scourge must come and pass. Therefore in the life, power, and love of God, all dwell. And the apostle said, Forsake not the assembling of yourselves, as the manner of some is, but edify one another in the light and the life, as the day does appear. And to say, that people must not meet together to worship God, they may as well say, you must not be Christians. For persecutors were always blind, and they stopped their ears to the Spirit of God in themselves formerly. So were in the blind zeal, and turned against them who were in the true zeal, in the Spirit of God. George Fox let this be carefully copied over and sent among friends. 207. My dear friends, look above all sufferings that are outward, at the seed of God, which was before that was which makes to suffer. And the seed of God, Christ Jesus, will stand, when that which makes to suffer is gone. And so, in the seed of God live and lie down in the same, which is Christ, the life, the way to God the Father of life. The tithes of the Jews and the tithes of the apostate Christians must all be borne testimony against, by them that be redeemed from the earth, and reign above it, in his life and power and wisdom. And so, be of good faith and never heed, but make war in righteousness with the beast, dragon, whore, and her followers. For by the Lord many walls and troops have you gone through and leaped over, and the Lord has given you dominion over that which warred against you. And by the power of the Lord you have overcome, and in the power of the Lord you will overcome all, and in it will stand, when all the contrary is gone. And know your portion, and sit down in the possession of it. So, every one of you to be in your possessions and inheritances, and with the shield of faith and helmet of salvation, and the breastplate of righteousness, and the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, which was before deceit was, which will hammer and break, and cut down all that which is contrary. And being shod with the preparation of the gospel, which is the power of God, which was before the fall was, in that stand, in the power of God, which was before the devil was, and will remain when he is gone. George Fox 208. All you prisoners of the Lord for his truth's sake, and for keeping the testimony of Jesus Christ, against all the inventions, traditions, rudiments, will worships, feigned humilities, and self-righteousness, that are in the fall, and are out of God's power and righteousness, who have no weapons but carnal, like themselves. Your patience must overcome all the rough spirits in the world, and your love must bear all things. For patience obtains the crown which is immortal, which runs the race. So, it is the Lamb must have the victory over all the unclean, airy spirits, and over him that is out of the truth. So be meek and low, then you follow the example of Christ, and come to bear the image of the just, who is buffered by the unjust, and put on his righteousness, who suffered by the unrighteous, whose back was struck, hair was plucked off, and face was spit upon, and yet cried, "Father, forgive them." Here he kept his dominion, though a sufferer who had the victory, which the followers of the Lamb do in measure attain to. So put on courage, put on patience. Let your loyalty be known for your King, that has conquered the devil, death, and hell, in walking in righteousness, peace, and truth, feeling the power of God preaching and reaching the witness of God in everyone when words are not uttered. And let your faith be in the power that goes through all things and over all things, and everyone hearken to it. So then, the power of the mighty God you will know, and his arm how it works, and the hand how it carries you, which will bring you out of tribulation and slavery and spiritual Egypt into peace. And this is the power of God, in which live and dwell, in which you will feel him which was before enmity was. And be at peace one with another, then you will live in the Prince of Princes' peace, and in his kingdom dominion and life, in which is unity which was before enmity was, and which destroys it. And so, in the power of the Lord God you are made strong, which goes over the power of darkness, and was before all that was which is out of the power of God. And all people that are gone from the witness of God in their own particulars, they are all weak and feeble and staggering. All men's and women's strength is in the power of God, which goes over the power of darkness. So, feel all this in you, to carry you through all, and over all, and in it preach and work for God, and let your ear be attentive to it, and hearken to it in one another, and by it feel the seed raised up in one another, which is heir of the power, that you may know each your portion. For all people that are gone from the witness of God in their own particulars, that are erred from it, and hate the light, they are full of darkness, sin, and iniquity, and are far from inspiration and revelation, while their minds are erred from the Spirit of God in themselves, that is hid from them. So, when their minds are turned with the light and Spirit of God towards God, then with it they shall know something of revelation and inspiration. As they are turned by that of God from the evil, and emptied of that, then there will be some room in them for something of God to be revealed and inspired into them. And there in that, they will have prophecy, seeing things to come, being turned from the evil that has darkened them and separated them from God, in which they will see the covenant, through which they will come to have peace with God. And all friends, your sufferings you may gently send to them who make you to suffer, whether it be sheriffs, deputy lieutenants, or justices, and let them see, Christ's mind nor the apostles, was not to imprison any, nor did they imprison any. Whereby you may clear your innocence to the consciences and the witnesses of God in all men. George Fox 209 to friends, in and about Norfolk and Lynn, etc. My dear friends, in the power of God and his immortal seed dwell, in which you all will have life eternal, and inherit the substance and dominion, and a kingdom of life, which never fades, nor shall have an end. And so dwell all in the power of the Lord God, in which you may all feel and know your strength renewed in that which is immortal. And be of one mind in the power of God, and live in love and peace, knowing the kingdom of the same, which stands in the power of God, which was before the power of Satan. And your fellowship being in the same power of God, your fellowship is in that which is everlasting, and that never has an end. And the church fellowship is in God, and the worship is in the Spirit, and in the truth, which truth was before the untruth was, and stands when all the untruth in the world is gone. In this live and dwell, in which you will all have unity and fellowship, in which you will feel life eternal among you. In that meet and keep your meetings, and wait together upon the Lord, who are gathered together in the name of Jesus, whose name is above every name. So is his gathering above all other gatherings, which gathering stands when all other gatherings are ended. And not in any other name under heaven is salvation brought, but in the name of Jesus, in which name are your gatherings, in which name you all know your salvation, and shall all know it, as you abide all in the power of God, that keeps unto the day of salvation. And so be faithful unto the Lord God, minding the seed and feeling it and knowing it in yourselves, which destroys the devil, the destroyer and the oppressor, murderer and liar, the father of all unrighteousness and ungodliness, and all that is bad, which the seed destroys, which seed is Christ. Therefore know that rain and the top stone over all laid, in which you will all feel life and have life eternal, coming to be heirs of the power of God, knowing every one that to be your portion, and heirs of the gospel and inheriting it. Then you possess fellowship, the gospel fellowship, which is everlasting, which is the power of God. And so farewell, and the Lord God Almighty preserve you and keep you. So my love in the everlasting seed of God is to you all. George Fox from Mendelsham, this 11th day of the first month. 210. Friends, trust not in man, nor in the arm of flesh, neither put confidence in them, but in the Lord. Judge yourselves and keep down the boaster and that which would be high. Under judgment keep that down by the power of God in yourselves, for fear that the Lord God bring upon you something outside you to bring you down, who do not keep that down in yourselves. And therefore keep all that down with the power of the Lord God in yourselves. And then you will have dominion over it all in the power of the Lord God. And live all in the power of God, which was before the fall, in which you will have fellowship over all the fellowships in the fall, and above all outward things that have an end, which fellowship sees over all that which is in the strife. For in the power of God your fellowship there has no end, which was before the fall and strife was, in which is peace, which fellowship will remain when all that which is in the fall is gone, and in which is the perfect unity, which keeps over all such spirits which run into outward things, from which arise quarrels and strife and imperfections. And therefore keep in the power of the Lord God that is everlasting, in which is the fellowship that has no end, in that live and dwell. And feel the seed of God over all that which makes to suffer, and it will remain when all that is gone, in that you will feel life over death and light over darkness. And so in that the Lord God Almighty preserve you and keep you in the dominion. This day I came into the Isle of Ely, where I hear nothing, but things are peaceable, and friends' minds kept over all the turmoils in the world, and take little notice of them. But mind the power of God, which was before the fall was, in which fall are turmoils. And so to the Lord God be faithful. George Fox 211. Friends, all you that have known the way of truth, and tasted of the power of the same, and now turn back into the world's fashions and customs, you stop those who are coming out of the world, you make them to stumble at the truth, you make them to question the way of the Lord, which is out of the way of the world and its ways, and you grieve the righteous and sadden the hearts of the upright and simple. You had better never have known the way of light, life, and power. You are the cause of many keeping in darkness. You are the cause of the boasting of the wicked, and make the wicked to take you for an example, and their object against truth, and them that live in it to plead against its ways. You had better never have been born. Your days will be sad. Trouble and vengeance will be your garment and clothing in that state. And a hard thing it will be for any of you to repent, for you will find a more subtle thing in you than was before you knew the way of truth, who have neglected hearing the voice of God, through which your hearts are hardened. You are the cause of many husbands and many wives to boast themselves against the truth, and their servants and children also, for in some families there are servants convinced, and children convinced, and in others there are husband convinced and not a wife, and wife and not husband, and servants and not masters, and children and not parents. So you who turn from truth, you are the excuse for them who are not convinced, to turn against them that are convinced. Woe and misery is for you. You had better never have been born, nor known the way of truth, whose latter end is worse than the beginning, when the way of peace is hid from your eyes, and a place of repentance you cannot find, though you wash your altar with tears, being in the stained life, where all the tattlers, tale-carriers, unclean persons, envious, murmurers, and complainers are, and are out of the life and power and wisdom of God, which has the royal dominion and possession of the royal seed. Therefore turn all that are not hardened in past feeling, and hear the voice that the way of peace and repentance and the way of life and salvation you may know and live in. And upon all your disorderly carriages, walkings, words, and actions, you may come to receive judgment, and through that you may receive power to live a new life, in which God is served in the truth, and not the devil, who is out of the truth. For in the truth is the holy unity and the pure dominion, and the everlasting life promised and received, and the royal seed, which the elect have wherein they have the bread of life. George Fox 212. To a friend under an exercise of spirit. Keep low in the power, and your eye in the seed, that destroys the devil and his works, and bruises his head, and live up in the seed, which was before the devil was, that in that you may have life and peace in that which was before death was. And in the seed Christ, you will have dominion over all your enemies, and see before they were. And that which lets you to see your hardness, darkness, thoughts, and temptations, and the tempter, and your confusion, deadness, and your wants, is the light and power and spirit of God in you, to which problems the bad spirit persuades you to focus. And then you murmur and complain and are discontent and not quiet, and then the enemy and death covers you, and through that the mind comes to be unestablished. And therefore keep to the good spirit in you, which manifests sin and the devil, and your mind being stayed by that, it will inform you. And keep your mind in the seed, in that is your life, and look at the good and not at the bad, but over it. For it is not a sin to be tempted, and that which the accuser brings to you, and your mind being against it, and not yielding to it, it will never be charged against you. And you will see, as with the power of the Lord you will overcome. And God give you dominion in the life, and power and truth, in which is the blessing and peace. And the Lord God Almighty bless you in that. Doubt not, faint not, question not. For Eve was deceived by the serpent, the questioner. Therefore keep over him in the power of God, and in that is the reigning. And take not belief from the serpent, nor take meat from him, but keep your fast from that which is in the fall. For that brings from the Lord, to feed upon the accuser and the tempter's food, that feeds unbelief. And therefore keep your fast to the Lord, and feed upon that which comes down from above, in which there is life, and that strengthens the faith which has the victory. And therefore keep good faith in him who was before the devil was, Christ, the first and last, and in him sit down, who is the Amen. And when you have been troubled and resisted the tempter, has not the angel of the Lord after ministered to you, to the strengthening of you? George Fox 213. Dear friends, in the life and power of God dwell, by which you were raised, and by which you are nourished and refreshed. It is the sure foundation which shall never be washed out, for it is laid of God, and no man can lay another. And you that feel the life and power of God in yourselves, you feel Christ the salvation, righteousness, and wisdom of God. And so you by the power and wisdom of God are kept and preserved in sincerity and integrity to God. And by this come to be established upon the rock, which the gates of hell cannot prevail against, nor all the fiery darts of the wicked touch. And in the power of God, you being gathered and established, you stand and live in that which scatters the clouds and keeps your eye clear to the Lord God, by which power you see him in measure with a good understanding, through all the evil powers and spirits which work in the darkness against him, and by the power of God are preserved out of them and set above them, where you reign as kings in the immortal seed of God, by which the serpent's head is broken and his seed destroyed. For the true freedom is in the Son, who suffered and died and is risen again in life, and has brought life and immortality to light again, in which life and light you are the children of the Most High God and heirs of the everlasting kingdom of God, where you have a sure portion in the joy and peace and blessing of God, in which sit you down and keep your habitation. And the God of life and peace and endless love be with you all, and clothe you with the garment of everlasting praise, that in all things you may give him the glory who lives forevermore. George Fox 214 concerning keeping on the hat in time of prayer. Cite editor's preface. The following letter regarding hats, on or off, during prayer may seem to be overemphasized, but in the 17th century, a man's hat was a big part of life. For someone to steal a hat was a major loss, evidently due to the shielding from the frequent rains of England. To walk outside without a hat was seen to be demented. Hats were removed for important people, and failure to uncover as a sign of respect was considered a supreme insult. George Fox spent 1 year in prison for refusing to remove his hat in court, but hats were worn by the clergy, when praying or preaching, following the practice of the Roman sect with their mitered hats. Under prompting by the Holy Spirit, the Quakers reversed the hat honor, saving it for God and refusing it for man. Friends, the power of the Lord God is over opposed to all those who keep their hats on in prayer, and they do not keep on their hats in prayer either by the motion or the power of God or by the Spirit of God, but by an earthly, dark spirit against God's Spirit and against them who are in the power of God. This was the first ground of it both in John Perrot and his company when he ran out and James Naylor when he ran out. And this first was done in opposition to those who were in the truth and in the power of God. But the power of God will crush to pieces that feigned, dark, earthly spirit, and to the earth and pit it must go, with all its feigned and false pretenses. And the power of the Lord God and his truth reigns over it all. The first that got up into this posture of keeping on their hats in prayer against friends were the ranters. The next was James Naylor, but he quickly, by the power of the Lord, saw it and judged it. And the next was John Perrot, whose end was according to his work, and so will those that continue in it. For the power of God is over them, and their dark, earthly spirit. And the power of God was before they were, and will remain when they are gone, and it reigns over them all. And that is the word of the Lord God to you all. And for my part, I saw how a priest stands up in a meeting, as one of these dark, earthly spirits with their hats on their heads, when that friends pray, for they cannot deceive friends. For I have been more burdened with their dark, subtle, and sophistical spirit than with the priests, which had no more show of reverence to God in that than to a horse, whose outward seeming righteousness has deceived many, but the power of God, which destroys the deceiver, undeceives and brings people to that which did first convince them. And those who kept on their hats when friends prayed, after a while some of them ran to the priests to be married, and some to hear them in the steeple houses. Then this dark, earthly spirit could bow and put off its hat to its own people. The dark spirit, which kept on the hat in the assemblies of the righteous, in opposition against the spirit and power of God. And so, this spirit has led people into a feigned love and liberty, which the power and spirit of God cannot own, but judge and stand over and reign over, if they keep their habitations in the power and life and truth of God which reigns. If they who are and have been in this dark, earthly spirit only had a regard to the power of God and his truth, they would have been tender and afraid of giving any occasion of offense, both to those who are within and to those who are without, to draw out their minds to look at that which their earthly spirit has promoted, and so to lay stumbling blocks and set up an idol and an image to look at, which draws people's eyes from the witness of God and themselves. But the power of God is gone over it and will break it down. And so this Belial spirit, which would be without yoke, cries to those who in love exhort them and judge it, "You try to lord over us." And so this earthly, dark spirit, which is gotten above the witness of God and themselves, which is not sensible of the moving spirit and power of God, it sets up its own earthly form, which the power of God never set up, but judges. And this earthly spirit judges all who are gathered together in the power, and that are constrained by the power and love of God, in a familiar way, to take one another by the hand, through the dearness and nearness of the love of God, and the pure, clean, and holy life, and also are moved by the power of the Lord God to put off their hats in prayer. This dark, sophistical, earthly spirit thus has judged these practices of the people of God before mentioned to be only a form, which are done in the power of God, it being out of the power itself, and the fellowship and unity of it. And because they that are in it are gone into outward things from that which first convinced them, and into their form in the earthly spirit, it judges those that will not follow them, they having lost the power of God. And thus many of them are darkened with a cankered, rusty spirit, which will corrupt them, and has destroyed many. And this is that has brought the plague of hardness of heart, through which there has been strangeness, and not unity, nor familiarity, nor nearness in the truth. For how should it, when they are gone from that which first convinced them? To that all must come before they have fellowship and true unity in the power and truth of God, which, if that had been minded, would have led to follow. Whatsoever things are comely, whatsoever things are decent, whatsoever things are of good report, and such things as make for peace. But this spirit has followed the contrary, and therefore the power of the Lord God and the life and truth are against it, and are gone over it, and reigns. And you, with your earthly spirit and earthly form, have given occasion to the world to say that the people of God called Quakers are divided, some with their hats on and some with them off, and so they are oppose one another. And these are the fruits of the earthly spirit, which would bring darkness and earth over all. But the power of God is over this dark and earthly spirit, and the world and them that are in it, and looks upon them and the world as one, against the truth and the power of God. And the people of God called Quakers are one and not divided in the power of God and his truth. And in God's power and spirit, they are in unity in the truth and power of an endless life. This I was moved of the Lord God to write. George Fox 215. To friends that labor in the ministry, that their lives may preach. Dear friends and brethren, among whom the vine is manifest, and who are by faith grafting into it, through and in which you may bear fruit to glorify God, be wise in all things, and harmless, that your lives, conversations, and innocence may preach, and reach to the hearts of all your opposers and persecutors. And be faithful and valiant for the truth upon the earth, and tender to one another in all convenient outward things, for that is the least love. And dwell in that which redeems you from the earth, the power of God, in which you may know the kingdom which is everlasting, and come to be heirs of that you may sit down in your own possession, knowing the seed of God, which was before the seed of the serpent was, knowing the birth born of the Spirit, which was before the birth born of the flesh was. And so live in the truth, by which you may see over that which stains, corrupts, cankers, loads, and burdens the creation, by which power of God and truth you may answer the Spirit of God in all, which the wicked grieve, vex, and quench by their ungodly lusts, and filthy conversation, and unsavory words. Fear not sufferings, which bring to wear the crown. Fear not him that can kill the body only, but cannot hurt the soul, for that is immortal goes over him. Fear God, and fear not him that can spoil the goods, for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. But mind God's power, and let your patience be perfect, and all your words seasoned with grace, that they may edify, by which you may season the earth, your hearts being established in the same, over all the unsavory words and talkers, and live in the truth above them. And let your backs and cheeks be ready to the smiters, that you may overcome the evil with the good, and may heap coals of fire upon their heads. For it is the good that overcomes the evil, and the lamb that has the victory, the rough goat must not. So let your moderation be known unto all men, honoring all men, having them all in esteem, that you may set them in the way of salvation and life, that the power of God may come over them, that your meekness and gentleness may prevail over the rough, and in boldness in the unalterable, holy way, you may be preserved. Which is the new and living way, which is the light and life, which brings into covenant with God, in which there is peace, in which the Lord God Almighty give you dominion, and preserve you by his power, into the endless life, where you all may know happiness and peace in the pasture of life, where all the sheep and lambs feed, in that the Lord God Almighty preserve you. George Fox let copies be sent to Virginia and Maryland. 216. To friends in New England and the islands beyond sea. To all my dear friends and brethren, among whom the precious truth and power of God has been declared and joyfully received, whose belief, confidence, and innocence are spread abroad, who are come to the vine, Christ Jesus, that is your shade, whom bonds and death have not dismayed, for the worth of truth's sake. And fetters, irons, whippings, stripes, and spoilings of goods, and the like cruelties and persecutions have not daunted you, whose courage, valiantness, and boldness for the truth have much appeared among a crooked and perverse generation that professed Christ, and among whom he has not had so much place of admission as in their manger in the outward world, whose hearts are dens of dragons and places of darkness, and whose religion and profession they have shamed, being unfruitful in the ways of God and Christ, workers of darkness, whose iniquity has flourished and sins sprung as the grass, that their folly and shame might cover them, and that they might be confounded in their iniquity. So you in the power of the Lord God, in his might and strength, and hand that brings your salvation stand, in which power and arm you see over that which brought destruction, in which power, that is the gospel, life and immortality come to light, and captivate that which hid life and immortality, living in the power of God, see over it, and in that standing, all your feet are sure. In which power of God, the gospel, which goes over the power of darkness, and was before it was, you see before all transgression, and how all things were blessed. Which power goes over all that which brings the curse, wrath, woe, misery, slavery, bondage, and captivity, by which power of God the power of darkness is taken captive. In God's power live and dwell, in which you all have unity, peace, concord, love, and fellowship in the gospel, which goes over the enmity and was before it was, in that you bind and unite and are established and are gathered up to Christ, who was before transgression was, which has scattered from God. In the power of God see over all the meetings and the gatherings that are in the transgression, unestablished like water. In this power is the praying to the living God that lives forevermore. And then is the gospel that is everlasting, preached unto all nations of mankind, and all that are driven out from God in the power of darkness, to the intent that they may all come up again to God, and have life and immortality brought to light by his almighty power, that expels death and darkness. So in this gospel, the power of God, let all your faith be and stand, then are you all but one. And so all you that have tasted of the power, sit down under your own vine and abide in it, then will you bring forth fruit through the power of God and Christ Jesus, who is the vine, which goes over the powers of darkness, which is the cause of unfruitfulness. Which power of God, Christ Jesus, destroys the devil and his works of darkness, and dwelling all in the power of God, you will have every one of you a habitation in it. For God's power is sprung up in your hearts, so in no way abuse it through strife or arguing, for that eats out. But all in the power of God live and dwell, which makes you subject to God and one to another in his fear, that keeps you from sin and evil, which is the author of strife. And through the power of God you will be all kept in unity, peace, and love. And as many as receive the light, Christ Jesus, the power of God, with which he has enlightened you, who has all power in heaven and earth given to him, he will give you power to become the sons of God. Therefore everyone receive Christ the light, who has enlightened you, and you shall feel the power, in which light you shall all have fellowship. Which light will give every one of you the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus, your Savior. And in the power of the Lord God, which has gathered you over the powers of darkness, and all the meetings in it, in that power of God live, which is everlasting, and keep your meetings. In that you may feel fullness of life and wisdom from above, before that which is below was, by which you may all be ordered to God's glory and order all things under your hands to his honor. Through which wisdom you may be a blessing to the Lord God in your generation, and a sweet savor to him in the hearts of all people upon the earth. Yes, the very heathen, who are enlightened, to bring them to the light, which Christ Jesus has enlightened them with, that they may come to the knowledge of the same salvation or condemnation. So spread the truth abroad, you that are in it, and have it, which the devil is out of, who has darkened people from God and his covenant and his way, through which they are strangers to his life, and kingdom that has no end, and dominion that is everlasting, wandering in strange paths in the dark world, that lies in unrighteousness, which the devil has made like a wilderness, full of briars and thorns, that the lambs in it can hardly walk or work. Yet work you and labor in the power of the Lord God that lives forever. In it make vineyards and plantations, to the renewing of people's minds in the light and power of God, and the knowledge of Christ Jesus, turning them from the enmity and the darkness, the power of Satan, to the light, and to God, that they may be renewed into his image and likeness, that the image of the devil and his likeness may be defaced, which is gotten up in the hearts of men and people since the beginning, in transgression. So bring them to the great sacrifice, the Lord Jesus Christ, the seed of the woman, who offered up himself for the sin of the world, the top stone which is over all laid, who is restoring by his power, who has all power in heaven and earth, who is restoring all things into the place as they were in the beginning, and reconciling in one by his power all things in heaven and things in earth, destroying that which made the separation and broke unity, which is the enmity in people's minds, which the light that enlightens everyone that comes into the world destroys, through which all people come to have peace with God and fellowship who do believe in it. So spread the truth abroad and be valiant for it upon the earth, improve your talent and be the wise virgins with oil in your lamps, that you may enter in with the bridegroom. Have salt in yourselves, that you may savor all things, and keep your consciences clean and pure unto God and all men. Live in the cross of Christ, and rejoice in it, which is the power of God, and goes over all that which lives out from God, and which is in the transgression and its fruits, to which it is death. To this cross, the power of God, all must bend and bow. And in the power of God is the fellowship of the cross, which keeps over all the fellowships in the world and crucifies to them. And so you who are heirs of the power of a world that has no end, and a kingdom that is everlasting, sit down in your inheritances of the power, of the kingdom, of the blessing, of the promise that are heirs of the same, that you may increase in the everlasting, in the blessing, and heavenly riches. And though the oppressors of the earth will not let you have a foot of ground, yet you have the power of God to stand in, and so you that are heirs of that power and Christ Jesus, whose the earth is and all things therein, and you are in the power of God, separated from the power of darkness, the devil, and are come into that which was before he was, you have nothing to lose, for all yours is the Lord's. For they that are separated by sin and transgression, drove into the earth, there they stick fast and have much to lose, whose hearts are surfeited with the earth and to that glued, and all their fellowship is out of the cross of Christ, the power of God, and are within the power of darkness and its dominion, over whom darkness has the supremacy, which the power of God goes over, in which is the Son's liberty and the saints' fellowship that lives forever, through which they have eternal life. Let this be copied over and sent abroad to the Isles and unto New England and Virginia. George Fox 217 Concerning Judging etc. All my dear friends and brethren, who have tasted of the mighty power of God, in which it has brought you to the measure of the life of truth, and to feel after God in it, unto which you are turned, as a way that is living and has no end, which is Christ Jesus, who is the way of peace, and who destroys the devil, the author of strife. All you that are turned unto this living way by the power of the mighty God of heaven and earth, live in peace one with another, and unity. And do not judge one another, for that eats and wears out the good, and creates the enmity and hinders growth in truth. Keep that down and live in love and peace that edifies. And all everywhere unto you this is the word of the Lord God. Live in the power of the mighty God of heaven and earth, that goes over the unrighteous world, in which is the strife and the devil and his works, which power of God was before they were. In that you will feel unity, which was before strife. So dwell in that, in which you may have a kingdom that has no end, and the dominion that is above all dominions upon the earth. In which power of God you may enlarge your borders, and spread truth abroad both to Jews, Christians, and heathens, having the power of God that goes over them all and was before they were. With the power you will answer the witness of God and all, and bring them to the power with which they may have a part in the kingdom of God, and a share with you of the same, in which you will have peace, life, joy, dominion, and prosperity. And so it will be your life to do good, and so foster into life up to God. And in that power that does so, you will not labor in vain. But above all things take heed of judging one another, for in that you may destroy one another, and leave one another behind, and drive one another back into the world, and eat out the good of one another. And so hinder unity, hinder growth in the life and the power of God, in which you should have peace and joy in one another, and love, which edifies and overcomes and gets the victory. So go on in the truth, answering it in everyone in the inward parts, and in the power of God, which comprehends deceit, which power was before deceit was. In that power is your life, and in that the kingdom is felt that never has an end, and the dominion that is over all dominions. In that stands your peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, which is the Spirit of God, that plunges down that which made the separation from God. In that will be your fellowship, which will stand and remain when all the fellowships of the earth are gone. In which fellowship in the Spirit you will have fellowship with God, the Father of spirits, and all the scriptures given forth from the same Spirit, and with all the saints that gave them forth, and with their spirits, through which Spirit of God you will be brought, and come to the spirits of just men, which are made perfect, and to God, the judge of all. In which you will have an everlasting fellowship, in which spirit you will have an understanding, in which spirit you will come to worship God, the Father of spirits, and in the truth, which the devil and his works are out of, and all the will worshippers. So in that you will know the royal dominion and royal fellowship, in which spirit you will have the spirit of wisdom, in which you will know how to pray to God, who is a spirit, and to praise and glorify the everlasting God, who lives forever and ever. Amen. And in that you will come to know and see to the beginning, before the world began, and that which quenches and grieves and vexes the Spirit of God, and that prays, and that preaches, and that praises, and yet grieves and vexes and quenches the Spirit of God. Such God, the Father of spirits, accepts not, that judge, rend to pieces, and tear one another about inventions. Now you being led by the Spirit of God up to God, the Father of spirits, in which you have the fellowship, out of all that you will be kept. And in that Spirit of God, the Lord God Almighty preserve and keep you, and in that meet and dwell, in which your meetings may be preserved over all that which is in the world, that are out of the Spirit of God, who are in confusion, contending about the words. Therefore you, in the Spirit of God, answer that of God in them all. So, in that dwell and live, and let no man take your crown. Send copies of this to all friends that are convinced in New England, Barbados, and all the islands there. George Fox Top Back Letters Next Letters.